On ABC Radio, this is Georgia Steins.
So the Community Spirit Awards, right across this station, have been a great opportunity, I think, for us to celebrate some of the strength and the diversity of our vibrant community. And just remember that even when there's not great things happening, on the flip side, there's people doing really amazing things for us and for their fellow Canberrans, and also further afield than Australia and Canberra as well. On the afternoon show, we've been really lucky because we got to recognise young people who've been making a real difference, those people that we call positive change makers. All this week, we've been meeting school-age community champion finalists. And now we're going to go to our third finalist, or at least one half of our third finalist, because Charlie Parker and Lila Crabb, they rallied their high school to support the Tongan community after the island was hit by a tsunami. You might remember that, of course, it led in the headlines. Many people, I guess, were moved at the time, but these two then went on to try and help the Tongan community. So we're joined right now by Charlie Parker and also Charlie's mum, Stacey. Hello to you both.
Hello.
Can you tell me first, Charlie, why you were so moved by what was happening?
So when we first did our projects in so we have a leadership class in Year 10, it's all passion projects and that. And we wanted to do something about helping people, and because the floods happened in Queensland. But then Mr. Bradbury at our school, his cousin, her husband was from that Tongan community that was hit by the tsunami. And so we got an email from them, and then Mr. Bradbury showed us, and we took on that project to help them, and we asked people to donate food.
It's pretty incredible. So you're at Belconnen High School,
yes.
I understand, where you're in Year 10. What did you think, Mum, of the kids doing this?
I was really proud of them. I think they, rose to the challenge and made quite a, significant impact on that community.
So give us a little tip on your fundraising and how you did it.
Well, we put in daily announcements, we put in newsletters, we kind of just what is it?
Did you do some posters? And
yeah, we did posters. We kind of just asked people to help, and then the Belconnen High community just really rallied together and got non-perishable foods and sanitary products to help with the Tongan.
Yeah, so you were supporting Operation Stay Afloat.
Yes.
And what were you amazed at some of the things that they needed?
Oh, yeah. I was just day-to-day needs where we could just drive down to the shops and get, but they physically have to get it shipped over because of what has happened. And that was just a thing that just really hit me. I was wow.
Yeah, things the food and the pasta and the things that we do take for granted, but also sanitary products and things. What else did you learn from it, I guess?
It was very emotional and really made me understand what we have here and just don't really take anything for granted.
Yeah, because it is really easy, isn't it, when we live in an affluent city like Canberra, I guess, to do that. Now, your partner in this is unable to be with us because she's unwell, of course. But do you think you've also learnt a little bit about leadership or how to? Because I imagine a fair amount of work went into this.
Yeah, we have. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And what would you say to other children your age or young, Year 10?
I'd really say just don't take things for granted. Just always be positive, I guess, and just keep going in what you're doing.
So what was the response from you and also Lila when you found out that you were finalists?
Oh, we were stoked. We were over the moon.
And how's the school responded to the news?
Our teacher, I think she was just the tiniest bit more excited than what we were.
So we understand that the two of you coordinated this project and you end up getting 6 large crates and boxes of stuff, which is a massive achievement. Has this sort of got you more interested in doing stuff like this?
Yeah, it really has. Giving what the Salvation Army does, that type of stuff, it's really made me think about that type of stuff.
Were you surprised, Stacey, as a mum, how your daughter stepped up or not so much?
Probably not so much. I mean, I think both of them have always had, a general kindness about them. And I think Charlie, I know, has always been, you know, interested in events in the world and keen to give back to the community. And I think this is sort of an example of that. And with the support of her teachers from school and working together with Lila, I think they really had a great achievement.
It's also empowering, I imagine, too, when you're sitting back and watching. Yeah.
Yeah, very empowering. And like sitting back watching it all happen was like really, it was a great feeling, especially like when it got shipped over. It was just, it was so happy because Hayley and Lassie, they were over the moon. Like with all the donations, they didn't expect that much, but we got like a lot more than what we were expecting.
Has that made you want to find out more about Tonga and Tongan culture or even go over?
Yeah, I think it'd be nice to go over, but with all the COVID restrictions and that, it would be nice.
Maybe not at the moment.
Yes.
But what sort of feedback did you get from Tonga, from people in the community?
We haven't got anything back yet, but what we heard from Lassie and Hayley was that they were very grateful, and a lot of the kids were very happy with the stuff that we gave.
Yeah, I just think it's a wonderful achievement, and congratulations.
Thank you.
And pass that on also to Lila. And we really appreciate you both coming into the studio today. So thank you. Thank you both so much. You're listening to ABC Radio Canberra. That was Charlie Parker and also her mum, Stacey Parker. And they are the third lot of finalists, as in Charlie's and Lila, who was unable to be with us, Lila Crabb. But isn't that quite amazing? Many of us watched that footage and were upset by it and similar things with the floods. But these Year 10 students from Belconnen High, shout out to Belconnen High and all the people in the community who gave as well. You're going to have to wait a little while, though, to find out who actually took out this prize. But I tell you what, I think all of them are winners. Pretty amazing stories we've heard this week. This is ABC Radio Canberra. Thanks for your company.
Georgia Steins on ABC Radio.